The president and CEO of the reigning National League champions, the Arizona Diamondbacks, Derek Hall, joins us for his first visit of the year here on Bickley and Marotta Mornings with Jody Jackson sitting in. Derek, good morning to you. Happy opening day.
Hey, Derek.
Hello, Vince. Hello, Jody. Happy opening day as well. It should be a holiday, as we all believe, and I'm excited as can be.
Yes. Jody dropped a little tidbit of information saying that Brandon Webb and Mark Grace might be actually in suits tonight for the broadcast. Will you be wearing
a
suit? Will you be wearing a suit for opening day?
Not a chance. No, you know what, Vince? Years
they
ago,
usually
when I came
do.
Over,
I don't know.
Yeah, no, they do, and so do our baseball guys. But you know, years ago, I came over from the Dodgers, and our culture was to wear a suit over there every game. And it took me a while to realize how ridiculous that is. And I was wearing a suit in my seat when I sat down low by the on-deck circle, and this woman comes up to me. She goes, "Mr. Hall, can I tell you something?" I said, "Sure." She said, "You look like an idiot." I said, "Excuse me?" She said, "It's 110 degrees outside. You're wearing a suit. You're expecting us to wear this stuff and go buy it, and you don't wear it?" And I said, "That's a pretty good point." So from that day forward, we told everybody in the organization, no more. Wear the logo. Wear polos. Wear pullovers. And that's where we've been, and
well,
it's good.
Well done. I like that stance. other big news going into opening day, and I know there were some fans that were getting a little antsy about the announcement of the linear TV partners.
How about me?
well, maybe you can give us a little insight. That the news came out last night, kind of in the early hours today. Fear not. If you've got Cox Cable, you can watch it on Channel 34 in Phoenix, Channel 26 in Tucson, DirecTV 686, Fubo TV, and, of course, the streaming option with D-backs TV. You can take a deep breath now, but how tense were those negotiations leading up to opening day, Derek?
Evidently, extremely, and it was we were at the mercy of MLB. I mean, Vince, it was, you know, MLB was negotiating, and to their credit, it does go down to the wire with the distributors, and it's to, you know, their benefit to wait until the last minute, they being the distributors. So we knew it was going to be last minute. I didn't know that last minute, so we were putting so much pressure, all three of us, the three teams, us, the Padres, and Rockies, all night calling MLB saying, when can we put this out? We've been doing that for a couple of weeks, obviously. And I've had a lot of fans emailing me saying, why haven't you put out the channel directives and where they're going to be? And fortunately, it did get out. So we're going to make sure everybody knows. We will blanket the market. And we had to do it last year, too. When we made that change, you know, around the All-Star break over to MLB, we put out quickly where all the channels would be. And I think we're in the same situation now. But I believe me, I wish we could have had it months ago, and at least it's out before the opener, as it should be.
Hey, Derek, I mean, this is a huge day every year, but to be the National League champs and everything that's going to go on this weekend, I mean, what are you looking forward to most about tonight at the ballpark?
Yeah, I'm excited about tonight. The opener is always great, and it's actually going to be a little bit of a buzzkill. I mean, you guys talked about the banner. I mean, we have icons that are out there, and it's already been up there for the National League champions, and we're looking at changing those a bit, making them a little bit more glamorous, and we'll change it during the season. But, you know, I think you got to love opening day with the bunting, and of course we're going to have Kurt Warner throw out the first pitch to Randy Johnson, which is cool. Hall of Famer in one sport to a Hall of Famer in another. And just the pageantry behind opening day. But what I'm really excited about is tomorrow night. That's where we're going to focus on last season. We're going to, you know, celebrate the fact that we won the National League Championship, and we're going to give out the rings to the players and coaches on the field. The first three we're going to give are two, Fitz, Amiel, and Hazen. And then we'll bring out Torrey, the coaches, and the players. I believe the last ring we're going to give out will be to Longo, and then we've asked him to throw out the first pitch, which he, you know, agreed to graciously. So I can't wait for tomorrow night.
I gotta follow up just with the news of Jordan Montgomery, and I know Mike Hazen couldn't comment, but maybe do you have anything you can share on that?
Yeah, I mean, of course, we're like you said earlier, Jody, it is pending a physical, as you know, but we don't anticipate any problems. It was a good move for us. It was a wise move, and I think the situation that Jordan was in certainly played to our advantage, and what an improvement that made to our rotation. I mean, you look, when we are healthy, and that rotation, I think, matches up really with any. And we needed to make improvements based on last year when we were pitching bullpen games, and we knew that we had a little bit of a hole there, as well as our young kids are pitching and developing, and they're still going to be a big part of the opening of the season, and you know, there's going to be injuries, knock on wood, there's not, but there will be, and they're going to play an important role as well, as long as and is in the form of long relief as well, too. But I just think it made a lot of sense for us. There were a couple of pitchers that we were after on the trade front, and we would have had to say goodbye to way too many prospects, and it was way too rich of a move for us. So we thought the best, I think the best decision for us was then to pivot and look at who was remaining there in the free agent market, and arguably the best player out there was still there.
Yeah, and we're talking to Derek Hall, president and CEO of the D-backs here on opening day as he checks in with us on Arizona Sports. Jody and I were talking about it earlier. I mean, a shrewd move, yes, late in the game. This deal doesn't look like this if any team signs Jordan Montgomery in December. But I'm curious. I know he was on the radar, but how long was this in the works, if you don't mind answering that question, Derek?
No, I don't. I mean, we've been talking about it and thinking about events for, you know, months, but we really waited till about the last week and got aggressive. And I think we sort of snuck up on everybody. It was a sneak attack. I know there was a report earlier in the week that we were one of four or five teams in the mix, and everybody wrote us off and said, yeah, they probably inquired, but they're not going to, you know, acquire him. And it does say a lot about him, too. I think he wanted to play for us. He made that known to us when we first inquired. So knowing that Jordan wanted to be here was certainly good news for us, and I think he's landing in a very happy spot. And he knows a lot about us, right? We all faced each other, and he's a big reason, a huge reason why they won last year. He and Seager were so good, not only in the World Series but throughout the playoffs.
Monday night, we had a situation at Chase Field we haven't seen in, ever. a rainout. And yeah. I know the roof was open, and I know the forecast didn't exactly call for rain of that magnitude, but what has been the aftermath of that? And I know Torrey made some jokes about it, and you know, how would that have been different? How much more damaging would that have been had it been a regular season game, or would the roof have even been open in that situation, Derek?
Great question. I think the roof still would have been open because it was such a clean forecast. But I think we would have handled it differently. I don't think it would have been a quick, you know, call of the game.
Yeah.
We had a complete game or a full game in because we were past five innings. We were in the sixth. But I think there would have been a delay. We probably would have dried out the infield a little bit and resumed the game at some point because it was a quick microblast. But or microburst. But I think baseball now is concerned about it because we have had some funky weather the last couple of weeks where it's clear all day and then at night something strange has happened and we've had a little bit of rainfall. So they're worried about tonight too, and they're asking us to consider closing the roof. But again, I'm looking at the forecast and I just cannot – I just can't envision us closing the roof. It's going to be a beautiful night. You know, we're going to have a flyover. There's so many reasons on opening day with a jam-packed house to have the roof open, and this ballpark looks so good when the roof and the door panels are open. I'm battling this one, but we're going to meet today a couple of times, and I'm leaning heavily towards having it open and keeping my fingers crossed and that we don't have issues. But not being able to close the roof now just shows you what a challenge it is and why we have to fix this roof if we know we're going to be here. And the plan is to fix it in this offseason.
Meteorologist is on your list of duties as well, apparently, Derek.
no doubt, Jody.
I will say, it was so cool the other night. Christian hit a home run, Christian Walker, Alec Thomas. I love the new lights and all that. Just don't do like the Dodgers and shut the lights out while everybody's actually playing ball.
But yeah, it does make it a bit. And you heard, you know, the crowd really reacted once those lights went off after the home run. It was really cool. So that was the first glimpse they had of it. And, you know, we've created some videos. We had one for Paul Sewald when he enters, and hopefully that'll be soon. You know, and we've given at least our employees and at Evening on the Diamond, all of our supporters, we showed them what that would look like, a little sneak peek, and the reaction's been so positive. These lights are amazing. The new sound system is really good. Again, we don't want to be the Dodgers where it's too loud, but you know, I think it's going to really improve the in-game experience.
I like the booming speaker out there. I know Steve and Bob don't love it, but I like the Death Star, whatever that is.
You're going to get it.
Yeah, and may the lights go off a ton this season, Derek.
Oh, amen.
Derek, great to talk to you. Looking forward to having you on weekly again this year as the reigning National League champions. And best of luck
Thank
with everything today.
And when you say reigning, you don't mean R-A-I-N-I-N-G, right?
I see what you're doing there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.